The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, June 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The big three U.S. stock indexes edged slightly higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 11 points to close at 33,573. The S&P 500 was up 10 points, and the Nasdaq finished up 47 points. Shares of Coinbase fell 12% after the Securities and Exchange Commission sued the U.S.'s largest crypto platform, alleging it violated rules that require it to register as an exchange and be overseen by the agency. Some crypto investors may have seen that as a buying opportunity. Bitcoin traded about 5% higher at the market close. Elsewhere, shares of Merck fell 2.75%. The drug maker filed a lawsuit challenging the government's plan to negotiate drug prices, saying it's unconstitutional. But it was a good day for many regional banks. U.S. Bancorp was up 4.5%, while KeyCorp and Zions were each up about 4.9%. In commodities, oil prices fell, erasing yesterday's gains that followed a Saudi Arabian plan to slash output, as fears about weak global demand outweighed expectations of a supply shortfall. And the announced merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf sent stock of golf equipment manufacturers higher. Shares of top golf Callaway brands were up 5.5%, and Acushnet Holdings, which owns several brands, including Titleist, rose 4.6%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.